5623.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, I'm going to have to bring you the bad news. Okay, I'll bring you the bad news, and we'll see what the good news is later. Well, you know, many of you who listen to this program and to the open forum in the last year and a half, 2 years, you know my position on Donald Trump. I do believe that he is in the book of Revelation, in the riddle of the seven kings. There are eight administrations, but there are only seven kings in eight administrations. I believe that the modern day interpretation for kings is presidents. These kings in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, are the final seven presidents of the United States of America. And Donald Trump is number seven. The person that will legally replace him, number eight, is waiting in the wings. But for him, for this person, who I believe is Barack Obama, I know you don't, many people don't, they feel that Barack Obama's political career is over. I'd heard maybe a couple of months ago that possibly Barack Obama's lover, Michael, I think his last name was Johnson, but his wife's name, his assumed wife is Michelle or Michael. And possibly Michael will run in the 2024 election, and Michael will probably win, and then Barack Obama would be vice president. Well, that's a great scenario, but I don't believe that will happen. Donald Trump is the seventh king. The eighth king is going to come to power shortly. Joe Biden, I know many Christians are in a conflict. You don't feel that the interpretation that I present about the riddle in Revelation chapter 17:10 is correct, and you feel that Joe Biden is the eighth king. Well, I've been saying for a couple of years that Joe Biden is an imposter and he's not the legitimate president of this country. Others agree with me. As time goes on, more and more talk show hosts. And there is a hidden secret president ruling from behind the scenes in a basement. And Barack Obama, quote, did say, they asked him, do you like to be the president and the leader, basically in the open? He said, no, I prefer to control things from the dark, in a hidden way. I like to control from behind the scenes. So was he actually stating that he is the one controlling Joe Biden in the background. Joe Biden is going to be replaced. Donald Trump is still legally, according to the Bible, still the president of this country, though he's not in the White House actually giving directions. Now, I do feel that Donald Trump's political career is very soon to end. It's coming. I don't know when. I don't know how long he will be allowed to continue in the political process in this country, but I do know it is coming to an end according to Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. His career is going to end. This also includes any possible political ambitions of his children, whether it be Ivanka or Donald Jr. or Eric. Nope. The Donald Trump prophecies are about to be completed. There is nothing that the family can do, and in spite of Donald Trump still being a favorite to so many millions of millions of Trump supporters, the bad news is the Bible says his political career is about to end. Now, I know that the Trump in this crowd, there are many who are Trump dislikers. I don't want to say haters, but you're dislikers. You are upset because the things that you hoped Trump would accomplish, he didn't accomplish. The things that you felt were necessary in your political thinking, I know that you are resentful, but you have to understand that Donald Trump, I'm going to read the 25 top accomplishments of what Donald Trump did during his administration, and for the most part, you will agree with every one of them, save one. One thing you won't agree with, but for the most part, everything else you will agree with. So for his legacy, when we get back, I'm going to present his accomplishments and his failures, which there are many because he didn't do everything the people wanted. We'll be back.
Anita McAllister here. Medicare open enrollment is over, and it's time to talk about some money-saving solutions to help you with out-of-pocket healthcare costs you may be exposed to. Need a dental plan? I've got a great one for you. Call me at 970-515-6882. Are you under 65 and self-employed? I also work with Christian-based health shares. These can save an average of 35% over traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft-closed, full-overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain.
And I decided I'd play that song because I'm very sorry. I don't want to upset you for the Trump supporters. I'm a Trump supporter because I know he's in the Bible. And I agree with God's plan. He puts in power those that he wants in power. He removes those that he wants to remove from power. He allows the wicked to take positions of power. He allows it. And we may not like it, and we don't like it, but he alone is God. And with Donald Trump, I did say 4 years ago, I think it was, that during the time that Donald Trump would be president, he would be the eye of a hurricane. This country would have rest from evil during his time in office, during his legal time. He's still legally the president, but he has been interfered with. The Bible said it would happen. He would continue a short space. He wouldn't get the full time that we allowed him through our votes to have. He was cheated. But the Bible said that the seventh king would continue a short space. But he did accomplish what he was supposed to accomplish. Now, I'm going to read these quickly. You may not like him, but like I said, he would do things to help this society and the nations of the world during his time in office. But after he would be removed, after his time was done, great evil would once again return to America. And it has returned. And it's only going to become more harsh, devastating, wicked. Number one, he passed an executive order enacted January 1st, 2021, requiring hospitals to provide medical prices to patients up front so they can shop around. Number two, he reversed the ascent of the Islamic extremist terrorist group ISIS, who was a creature of the sixth king, Barack Obama. It was his creature. He created it, used it for America's purposes in the Middle East. Number three, the most favored nation executive order so that the United States, through Medicare, would pay no more for a drug than what's offered to foreign countries, saving the U.S. an estimated $85 billion in savings over 7 years and $300 billion in out-of-pocket costs. Number four, this is a prophetic This was in the Bible. He moved the United States Embassy in Israel to the capital of Jerusalem. And he declared and acknowledged the United States. He, as president, acknowledged Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel. Two prophecies. He built more than 450 miles of new and replacement border wall. Last week, Joe Biden just decided to go ahead and continue building the border wall. He led the U.S. to a level of energy independence, exporting more oil than importing for the first time in 70 years, allowing international policy decisions to be made with less regard to how an oil nation we once relied on would respond. I know that you agreed with that, because look how inexpensive it was to buy fuel. Look at how the people in America were traveling once again. We were free to travel the USA in our Chevrolet. He brought a great blessing. So for those that have been very harsh on Donald Trump, just remember what he did. He didn't accomplish everything that the American people wanted. He wasn't supposed to. But what he was supposed to accomplish, he did accomplish. Number 7, there were no new wars. Look what happened right after Joe Biden, the illegitimate person, is in the White House. Look what he did. Forced Russia to take a stand in Ukraine. Number 8, a drastic reduction in regulations, opening the door for entrepreneurs and businesses to succeed, expand, and hire more people. According to the Trump administration, they promised to eliminate 2 regulations for every new one, but actually wound up eliminating 8 old regulations for every 1 new regulation that was adopted, equating into an extra $3,100 a year for the average American household. Number 9, he expanded the Republican reach among African Americans and other constituents who traditionally lean Democrat. Many of the black voters woke up. They realized the harm of the Democrat Party, started to realize what the Democrat Party had done to the black people going back to 1800s and beyond. Number 10, he cut taxes in an initiative that benefited every tax bracket. He doubled the child tax credit. Now here's the one negative. Operation Warp Speed accelerated development of coronavirus vaccines. Now, just this last week, the advisory team with Fauci, I forgot the woman's name, she wrote a book stating that they deceived Donald Trump. Now, for those that were wondering, what happened with Trump? All these people around him were stating that this vaccination was going to be the way to cure the virus. They lied to him. She admits it in her book. They knew that it would not work, but they lied to the president. So that's a negative on his part for being deceived. Now, the American people, it's a negative on their side. They have to own it for being deceived. They have been deceived, are still being deceived, will continue to be deceived, because they don't want to know the truth. And Christ said, if you don't want to know the truth, he will pick how you're going to be deceived. He gets to choose your deception. Christ didn't actually say that. It was actually Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 66. God told the children of Israel, I'll come, I will counsel you. If you don't want my counsel, you don't want the truth, then I'm going to allow you to be deceived. I'll choose your deception. 13, he eliminated the Obamacare penalty. Remember that? Remember that penalty? It was draconian, but he eliminated it. Number 14, a series of trade agreements and changes seen as benefits to Americans, including replacing NAFTA with the United States, Mexico, Canada, America policy, trading with Mexico and Canada, getting out of giving America away to all these other nations, letting them prosper while we suffer. The other thing, too, is that's not in this list. He did, for that short period of time, he did make America great again. America will never, ever be great again. America, we will become the equivalent of a totalitarian society. And the American people are going to accept it, and they're not going to have a problem with it as long as they will be fed and a roof over their heads. I'm going to read, I don't think I can do it today, but I'm going to read you the story of what happened in Egypt during the 7 years of famine. What's happened in the 7 years of famine, the people of the land used up all their finances for food. Then they sold all of their livestock for food. Then they sold all their property for food. And then they sold themselves for food so they could eat. So you went from owning to having nothing to being a slave. What do you think the New World Order is planning to do and has done and is doing? And where do you think the New World Order had the insight to do such a procedure, such an evil, evil plan? Where do you think they got it from? Right out of the Bible. And it wasn't meant in the Bible, it wasn't meant to be a curse to the people of Egypt. It was that Egypt would stay strong, the people could live, and eventually the land was given back to the people of Egypt, and they were able to work the land, and they paid 5% or a fifth of everything they produced. The other four-fifths was theirs. What do you go out and you make $1 million a year? Well, let's say $100,000. How much of that goes to taxes? I promise you, it's more than a fifth. It's more like almost 45%. So it was a little more fair in Egypt. Now, in number 15, instead of the two for one, he would eliminate two laws for every one written. He eliminated eight old regulations for every new regulation adopted. Number 16, he provided again the American average household $3,100 every year. Number 17, he started the Space Force. This is in the Bible. There has to be a Space Force because there's going to be war between the nations in outer space. So he started the Space Force. This is why it was started. It's in the Bible. Number 18, he instituted right to try, allowing terminally ill patients to use potentially life-saving, unproven treatments. In other words, alternative medications, alternative treatments. Is that a blessing or a curse? Number 19, prioritized and made permanent funding for historically black colleges. I remember when he did that, funding these colleges where every year they had to go and beg to be funded. And he just made it permanent for the black colleges. Is that a blessing or a curse? Number 20, he brokered peace deals of normalization agreements between Israel and the five Muslim and Arab Muslim countries. This was a blessing to the Muslim the Muslim and Arab Muslim countries. Donald Trump, in his visit to Salman, he told them in the palace there in Riyadh, he said, if you fund Islamic terrorism, it will destroy your people, it will destroy you, it will destroy your countries. If you fund them, it will be a curse and a destruction to your nations. And if I catch you funding them, I will unfund, defund what America's doing to assist you. And look at how there's been greater stability in the Middle East since that time. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a second. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert, but we haven't done a bloody thing all day. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
The P.E. Gun Show, August 13th and 14th, is at the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Ball. This show features daily firearm drawings, CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of Second Amendment patriots. Buy, sell, or trade, this show is a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at this show.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Come join us at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken. We are now enrolling for grades 6 through 10. Do you remember when students knew their country was great and they knew why? They stood proudly for the pledge. Remember when they didn't have phones on them and they used the phone at the front office and they cared about their grades and their report cards? Or what about when they took time to get ready and look nice for school and they respected the adults around them and were prepared at graduation to work hard and keep a job? Well, guess what? We're back! Civica.
Hey!
Hey!
Yes, you! Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness, Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m., right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
I know the end is coming soon. I'm sorry to say that Donald Trump, his political career, will come to an end shortly. Now, there was an old thing, something I read years ago at work. We the willing, led by the incompetent, are going to do the impossible with nothing. Something to that effect. Donald Trump had nothing but criminals in his administration, from Michael Pence, the big criminal, all the way down the line. The only ones really were some of the ladies that re-supported him, Sarah Huckabee, Sanders, and I forgot the other girl's name, Kelly, what was her name? But generally, Pompeo, all of them. What's the other girl that was head of the UN that she might run for president? She's an insider. All these peoples are insiders. Everybody around Trump were insiders. He's the only he's the only one who was in the inside crowd, learning that system, so he could become president. But he was not an insider. Now, you can disagree with me. That's okay. But I'm telling you, the Bible says he was not an insider. The Bible said he was put in there by God to accomplish something for the American people. They tried to take out the second of the of these kings. The first of the seven was Jimmy Carter. First thing he did is he began to, for the Rockefellers, he made the Rockefeller Trilateral Communion, Trilateral Commission. They ruled the world through that commission. That's how wicked Jimmy Carter was. And then Jimmy Carter, he does things to that were really against Israel's best interests. Then you have Ronald Reagan. They tried to take Ronald Reagan out, George Sr. But the Bible said Ronald Reagan was one of the seven kings. Then you had, after him, you had George Bush Sr. Sr. was as corrupt as they come from the beginning. His name, he's not even an American. He's German. George Scherf. His father, Prescott, was a Scherf. You probably, those that have heard my programs in the past. So not even, he was a Nazi. That's how corrupt he was. Then you have the corrupt compadre, Bill Clinton, with Scherf, working together to import pharmacy or sorcery or drugs into the country from South America, and Hillary was importing from China. And then you had George Jr., another a lineage of the Scherf family. He was corrupt. What did he bring? He brought 9/11. He orchestrated 9/11. He allowed it. He covered it. Covered it up, I should say. Then you had 8 years of Junior. Then you had Barry Satoro. He comes in. And he pretty much took the hurricane-level winds and the destructive winds to a whole new dimension. He comes in, and the country is cursed from the very beginning of his administration. 2008, 2009, the big crash. God was sending a message to America. You think that was a big crash? You wait till Barry Satoro comes in the second time. You just wait. I know you don't believe me, but I'm telling you, I'm giving you insight into the future. He came in the first time, and look at how the nation was destroyed. Then he brings in Obama Uncare, not caring for anybody. The insurance companies robbed the government. The banks robbed the government. The financial institutions robbed the government. And then you had over in Europe, tied into Europe, you had the, I'll think of that. What was it over there? The big financial collapse with all the big banks over there also. I almost have it right there. James Holmes' father is the one that put all this stuff together to do the trading with the derivatives. And there was a big scandal, which never went anywhere, when they decided to try to investigate and find the what really happened. What is it? I'll think of it. But anyhow, then the destruction through 8 years. And the noble king, the honorable king, the king that had the most dignity, which you don't have to agree with me. I'm just giving you the facts. I'm showing you what happened. You don't have to believe the truth. It was evident. He goes, brings peace to the Middle East. He goes to Israel. Israel, capital, he takes the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, prophetic fulfillment, for the number eight, for the eighth king. Jerusalem has to be the capital city of Israel, because the eighth king is going to go to Israel and declare himself to be God there. Donald Trump set that up for him, for this eighth king. Then Donald Trump goes and he prays toward the wall, fulfilling another prophecy in 1 Kings chapter 8, Solomon's Stranger, verses 41, 2, and 3. Full of prophecy here. This is what Donald Trump did. He was a noble king, honorable king, a king with dignity. Around him was royalty. He did what he could with nothing. And all around him, you had all these criminals. On the one side, the old Obama administration is doing everything to destroy him from without. And then you had the adversary within, all those that he didn't have a choice. He had to put them in positions. And he accomplished with all these criminals, with all these crooks, with the all the agencies, all the 3 to 26 letter agencies working against him. Obamagate, you had the plan, Hillary Clinton. She tells him what she's going to do. That witch tells him when they were debating, she said right there that he is colluding with the Russians. She was already prophesying. She was telling the world what the strategy was going to be. She'd probably already been warned that she was going to lose the election by the coven. The priests, the prophets, and the covens were probably already telling her, Hillary, you're not going to win. And she didn't win. But she had already told how they were going to destroy Donald Trump. Russiagate. We'll be back in a little bit. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
rockets, and you know you're going to fall. Tell them a hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you.
Yeah, my heartbeat is normally like 10 beats a minute, but I got kind of wound up there, so it went up to 20. I better slow down. I better settle down. 20 beats a minute, I put myself in danger. Okay, so you get to see an individual that has done more than the previous. He stopped the momentum of the previous six administrations. What does this mean? It means that the New World Order objectives had to be kind of sidelined temporarily. Can you see why they are so upset with him? Can you see why he is not an insider? If he was an insider, he would have done everything possible that Jimmy Carter did his part, Reagan did his part, Bush Sr. did his part, Billy did his part, Willie, and then Jr. did his part. Trump didn't do his part. He didn't carry the program forward. He interfered with it. He slowed it down. He interfered with it. Now you see why the immense hatred of this man and the immense hatred of his family and everybody that has assisted him in any way. Do you see the vindictiveness of the political world on the Democrat side? And not only that, but talking about the adversary within, you look at the Republican Party, the left side of the Republican Party, the two that work together, the right and the left hand, they're tied into the same corrupt system. They're no different. It's just each gives fair. If you're going to change international policy, you pull in a Republican. If you want to change domestic policy, you bring in a Democrat, depending on which is more important at the time. Diplomacy internationally, or laws that need to be brought in to restrict the American people domestically or within the country. So they both work together so that the world and the nation are controlled. Trump was not an insider. He bucked the system, and in spite of being surrounded by the incompetent, or not so much incompetent as just the wicked, he still accomplished great things. But, like the Bible says, the eye of the hurricane, the peace and stability that he brought to this country has ended. From this point forward, the winds of the second half of this monster hurricane that is going over the nations of the world presently, this hurricane is going to continue to intensify, and through it, there's going to be more death, hardship, suffering, evil like the world has never seen before. And Christ said that at the end of the world, this would be the condition, and that if he did not return, no flesh would be saved. In Job said that God, at some point in the future, he would allow the wicked to take over the earth. And Job stated that God would allow it to happen. And God is doing it. He's allowing it. The wicked have come to power. And the one man that was interfering with the plans of the wicked, the World Economic Forum, Soros, Kissinger, the Queen of England, her children, the oligarchs of Europe, the powers of Pilgrim Society, all of them England and New York City. The people that have ruled Europe and the people that have ruled the United States of America from the time it became a nation are now ready to spring upon the world. And the murder has already begun. The apparatus of terror, I talk about this, I mean it. They have the technology that has brought in an apparatus of terror like mankind. You still don't really see it all. This technology, this dictatorship that is coming, a scientific dictatorship, you don't need people to do evil. You will have AI, you will have computers, you will have robots, you will have diseases inside that are controlled wirelessly. Just like these new phones, you can charge them by just setting them on the charger. Just like that, we are nothing more than a cell phone that is being basically sitting on a charging network, which is what they're putting around the country, all of these towers. The towers, we're connected in a sense to the towers. And we don't want to go get injections. It's all right. Every time you take a breath, you see these things flying overhead with the big contrails that are so massive that you can't consider them to be contrails. They have to be other than contrail. They are chemtrails. But no, people don't want to believe that. Well, in those things, who knows what micro, whatever hazards are in that trail. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on everybody's
mind? We're going to Spirit's Music Hall. That's what we're going to do tonight. Live music, comedy, wrestling, karaoke, and more. Acts that you do not want to miss. All at Spirit's Music Hall, located at 1 North Paris Street in Johnstown. Across the street from our radio station, 1360 KHNC. Get tickets and see the schedule of events at spiritsmusichall.com. That's spiritsmusichall.com. You can also buy tickets at the door during the events. Experience live local entertainment that you will love. Go to spiritsmusichall.com.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on everybody's mind?
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, we'll finish out with the final points on what happened, what Donald Trump did during his administration. And everyone except for one, all these points you agree with except for the one where he was in agreement with Fauci. And I can't remember that girl, that deceiveess, like a mistress, but a deceiveess, whatever her name was, I can't think of it. He banned the teaching of critical race theory in the federal government. He withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal. Number 23, he withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord. Number 24, he instituted a Buy American policy within federal agencies. And number 5, there are much more than this, but I'm only giving you the top 25, all of which you agree with, but just that one. He achieved a $400 billion increase in contributions by the NATO allies by 2024 because America was paying the NATO countries to arm. We were the ones paying them. But by 2024, they were going to have to kick in $400 billion with the number of members meeting their minimum obligations that were meeting their obligations, but now they've doubled. He's doubled them. So this is what he has done for the American people. But like I say at the beginning of the program, Donald Trump's days now are coming to an end. His political career, according to the Bible, is going to end. My advice to the president is to take his family and to leave this country and go to a country and live the rest of his life in peace with his family, with his children. They should probably leave this country too. This country is going to be hell on earth before long. You don't have to believe me. But even the Bible, it tells the all these people coming in from all these foreign nations, they think they're coming to a land of opportunity. They're not. They're coming to a land that is going to be hell on earth. And I'll tell you, in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah tells the people that have immigrated or have not immigrated but come into this country illegally, you better leave. You better get out. You came in illegally, you better hope they don't close the borders to keep you in. Joe Biden is going to continue to build the wall. Is it to keep people out or is it to keep people in? This country is going to be a prison. This country is not going, you're not going to be able to get out of here. The passports that you have presently, at some point, they may not work for you anymore. But the eighth king, the eighth president, who was one of the seven, he was number 6. You go read those verses in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. And it's talking about America. It's talking about American presidents, starting with Jimmy Carter, ending with Barry Satoru. I tell you the truth. This way you won't be deceived anymore. This way you will know what's coming to this country. Rick Rodriguez, join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. This program, 1360KHNC.com. Talk to you tomorrow. Don't lose sleep. Have a good dinner.
Come down this weekend to Spirits Music Hall at 1 North Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado. On Friday, they have Sisters of the Moon, Fleetwood Mac, and Stevie Nicks Tribute Band. And on Saturday, they have 10-Year Echoes Classic Rock Covers for all your favorite classic rock hits. For more details or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com. That's spiritsmusichall.com. Tickets also sold at the door. See you there.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.